at the president?
Oh, I mean, how are you?
Okay.
How long you been up?
We've been up about 45 minutes. I've just been talking to Washington.
Oh, I see. Right, right. I was talking to Kennedy getting the report.
Right.
And he raised a point that that concerns me that I've implied last night that I want to go into a gap. I think that Russ is pretty good benefit on this. The posturing of this announcement is extremely important, obviously. I don't want to posture it in a way that in any way will be damaging to our future negotiations. On the other hand, I don't want to posture it in a way that looks as if because of the the objections to the bombing and the other demonstration, potential demonstration and the rest of it, that we moved in that direction. Now, that was Russia's reaction. Did he tell you that?
Yes.
And Russia, of course, is on our side. In other words, he's not one that's trying to look for that sort of thing. And so what is your feeling, Mr.
My feeling, Mr. President, is...
You have to put that. I understand if Russia reacts that way, you can figure you're good about it. 80% of the media reacting that way.
No. Mr. President, we are now ahead of the parade.
You understand, I'm just saying that only because he is a totally loyal fellow who wants to look at it our way, but he just that's the way it is. He's the only one that's been told, that I know of. Except you.
We'll continue bombing a little longer. There's a lot to be said for that.
Oh, okay.
But I believe, Mr. President...
No. The bombing a little longer is a bunch of crap. The Russ doesn't want to bomb any longer. Moore does, but Russ doesn't.
Well, I think...
So his reaction is very different. I know what Moore said, but this is Russ reacting this way, not Moore.
Mr. President, but right now the demonstrations aren't bad yet. The pressure's not bad yet. I think my judgment is that the lowest possible key announcement is the best thing for us. There's no attention to anyone else that we move at our own speed. We've been setting this up for a while, and here it is. They've been leading all our terms.
Okay. We know that.
And
we know that. The only thing that which I don't want to have happen here, we've got to remember that part of this all, of course, the most important thing is to settle the conflict. But on the other hand, we don't want to have the Congress come back under the situation where it appears as if we started down a course and then we backed off and decided to go back to talking. You get my point? Just putting it in the devil's advocate, that's the big issue to what Russia said. Now, what's the answer to that?
The answer to that is that...
It's not true, of course, but what else is the answer?
Well, the answer is that from the first day of the bombing, we demanded certain things. As soon as they were fulfilled, they were to be stopped. But we can't say that because that immediately turns it into a test for the North Vietnamese.
Exactly. I know that. Actually, I know what the answer to you do, too, is you know that they really say, rather than we, who are doing this. So I understand all that, and I'm just trying to see if there's anything that we could do on the positive side. Not in Warren's announcement, but in any other way. Have you given any thought to that?
Well, you know, one can call a few congressmen and give them...
Oh, the hell with the congressmen. I'm speaking more of the people that make opinions. No, that's too dangerous.
Mr. President, it's murderously dangerous. If we get any of
the only one that could do it would be you. But the point is, if you start into that game, then it'll look as if you're doing something in terms of...
Well, and then we'll have story authorized sources that the following.
That's right.
It will be read in Hanoi, and we'll have the same stuff as we had when they put out that the DMZ was ran down their throat. And it will not...
Right.
I think it will make it a test of manhood.
In other words, let me come down to the question with Warren, because I'm going to call him on the phone and go over with him one by one. He has been hard-lining. That's my direction. All these little blips of rumors, well, our peace is it possible the negotiations may come? Is it possible the bombing may stop because of the peace? You know, there have been low-level rumors for 3 days.
Right.
And he has said there's absolutely no truth in it, whatever. That's total speculation. Absolutely not. In other words, I deliberately have been playing a very, very hard line.
Right.
Now, having played that line all week, the obvious question will be, Mr. Warren, you said on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, these things, there was absolutely no truth. Now, is this just a sudden decision, or were you misleading us? How do you want him to answer that question?
He said that that's been...
I just want to give him an answer so that he can... Because he's not quite as quick as Ziggler, obviously.
That's putting him mild, man.
Well, he's a great caller, but, you know, Ziggler is just he's tougher. And
he said that that's... We've been exchanging messages all this time, and it has now been made final.
Well, what I thought you might say is that he'd say, gentlemen, what I told you is true, but it matters of this sort, and there is always a continuing exchange of messages, but until something final is agreed to, we do not announce it, period. And if it is not, and now it's being announced because it's been finally agreed to. Gave in. You know, that's the real, that's going to be the essence of the thrust. Now, how do you want to get that function?
I think we should just say, I think we should say the only issue now is, can we get a set settlement? I'm not going to get into this.
We don't want to crew, I understand that, but we either have to have this and take the heat, we either always have to take it anyway, but we have to realize that it's kind of a sort of intuitive reaction comes from about as close as it was, it's going to come from others as well. But I heard about it, that is about it, how it all comes out of what follows.
I think that's the major thing.
But I just think we should know that that's where it's not. Probably the way the ball is going to bounce.
Well, I think anyone who thinks about it, I think the best way to counteract it is to make clear he can say this has been under discussion for a week, which is true.
Mm-hmm. He can say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's been under discussion for a week. All right. If they were playing by between the two sides.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good shit.
There's something to be said for having, I mean, that makes it, the slower speed we make it, I think, the better we are.
I think it's to have it, but we must have in mind that insofar as the immediate domestic impact, it will probably be negative. Because the worst of both worlds will probably be immediately as well. That we shouldn't say that the bombing was all of our mistakes and that we just finally had to throw in the sponge and that and agreed to go back to talk that we should never quit doing any hurting. They forget so quickly your briefing where you pointed out that you didn't have an impact.
Because
that was the whole point of the briefing.
But of course, Mr. President, it depends on how it comes out now. If the negotiations succeed, then nobody can say that.
That's correct. If they don't, it doesn't matter.
And if they don't, then it's just absurd. Then we gave it one more chance. Right. And then we go to the other option, and then we have to bomb them again.
Not true.
They did that, frankly, they did it only after you made the offer to them.
I know.
and they knew that this is what was going to happen. And, they can get around that for a bit, but they can play this for a bit, but every Fed that I know,
you think it's
think that they won't see that, that this can't work. Everyone,
they don't expect this. Do you think it's going to be a surprise?
The detectors called here yesterday, so they're doing a cover story. There's somebody put it through on my private line, and he said they were doing a big cover story on how bombing has never worked. And I
said, yeah, isn't that great?
So I just,
I hope you didn't cut him off of it.
Oh, no, 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 no. I said, I'm on vacation. I don't want to go into it. So,
sorry, it's going to look too good, isn't it? Are you on? They might even.
I think, Mr. President, the fact of the matter is that if the other side would take it, they would hold on another 2 to 3 weeks to see what measures develop.
So that we would be forced to stop it unilaterally.
No matter what the judge and all, no matter if on one level we get the worst of both worlds, but on another we get the best of both worlds. Because what the hell are the judge going to say now? By the time the Congress gets back, we'll be ready to be for Paris. They've got to be restrained. The horse will see you'll be bombed back to the table.
You will see it.
Oh, yeah. And if you wanted me to, I could call a few people like Reagan and Goldwater and...
Well, there's the point, but when would you call?
I could call him tonight or tomorrow morning.
Well, I think it might be helpful, frankly, tomorrow, I think of it.
Because these guys...
Let me get the
sense
of the names.
Right.
Reagan.
Right.
Goldwater.
Right.
Senator.
Senator. Ada. Right.
Ford.
Right.
Albert.
Right.
Now, if you could get that contract good, and then make the call to Mansfield.
I'll make the call to Mansfield.
When will you do that?
I'll do it tonight.
I think tonight. Don't tell him all that's going to happen. You mean you tell him about the announcement? Yeah, I guess you can.
Well, if I call him about 8 o'clock tonight, Mansfield won't do anything.
No, none of these others that I mentioned will say anything either. No? No. Let me see. If you call these others, though,
I could start calling tomorrow.
I think I'd call them tomorrow. I think the main thing with the others, Henry, is not tonight, but tomorrow. But I think you might give 12 hours notice to.
Right.
I think it's just that
there I ought to call Rockefeller tomorrow.
Oh. Rockefeller tomorrow, Reagan tomorrow, Goldwater tomorrow, Ford tomorrow, Albert tomorrow, Hager tomorrow. Okay?
Right.
That's what I have in mind.
Right, Mr. President.
And if you could do that. And incidentally, do you think Andrew ought to be informed?
Yeah.
So let your guy do it.
I'll let Kennedy do it tonight.
Well, he doesn't need to know tonight, does he?
No, first thing in the morning.
No, I just call him the first thing in the morning.
2 hours before the announcement.
That's right. I mean,
right.
Yeah, but why end up driving around at the peace place?
Right. Yeah, and he has to secure it now.
Right, and just up, you know. He should know a couple hours in advance.
Right.
And then make it and see if it's but I think you're getting some of the horse and foxes is not a bad idea. Now let's talk in terms of horse. So what about the likes of like a responsible guy like a Wilson? No. I'm afraid if you get to the Wilsons and the Smiths and the rest, it'll look as if we're trying to pump the line.
Well, no.
Or do you think so?
I could call Wilson and Smith.
You think of any others of that type that come out soon? Nothing too late, but you think of any others? You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
And Alpha?
Alpha.
Right.
I just don't want... Alpha is too unsteady. He may ride it as a tremendous victory.
Don't do it then. Wilson would be totally reliable.
Wilson and Smith I could call because they heard you when they started.
That's right. And you might just say...
They know this damn Max Factor, unfortunately, doesn't ride anymore. He would be a good one because he's a pretty decent guy.
Yeah. Well, the Times isn't going to break in this because they're going to throw a light on me and they wouldn't let him cut the story if they did.
That's right.
But they're not.
Right.
You can't do it through the Times.
But I think, Mr. President, you'll find, well, the press will be divided.
Yeah.
But basically, they'll be so eager for the negotiations to succeed that they're going to keep their mouths shut next week.
Not really eager, Henry. You take a Tom Winter, some of those. They don't want them to succeed.
No, Tom Winter.
They want them to go down because of their passionate state of the point that you want them made. They're blind hatred of me. That's what they don't want me to succeed, you see.
Oh, no question.
And so you see, for that reason, it's a terrible thing. The bastards want to put negotiations. See, they don't care about the bombing and the rest. They just want us to be embarrassed.
That's right. That is true, but some of the more decent ones.
The decent ones, I agree.
I mean, people even like Sherry Sector, who's not for us.
He's all right, he's a decent man.
But he'd like the war to be over with.
Sure.
And our major problem during the next week is to continue to look fierce.
And not to have euphoria.
Because if the best thing we have with Hanoi, no matter what the goddamn list thinks, is your courage. And it's their feeling that no matter what the screaming is, you'll do it again. Whether you do or not, but they have to fix that.
I think the terms of the call, that's about it. The only thing I would do too, I would call Otis Chandler and tell him that Los Angeles Times ought to be ashamed. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll call Otis.
Well, I didn't go that far. I just say that Otis...
I won't put it that way, but I'll tell him that,
you know, sometimes because you write an editorial, maybe you have to think a little that we're trying to do this, we're working toward the same goal.
That's right. I'll call him tomorrow.
And that's the main thing is, so that is once you feel your OR's wrong and say, maybe you were wrong.
Yep.
Why don't you try that one?
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Good.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Right.